Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
Ah, the family road trip. Before you pack up your car for the 4th of July weekend, I've got a homework assignment for you. We want your best road trip tales.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
You little...
Homer, I think we're there.
Unhinged parents, squabbling siblings, stanky dogs... Whatever your open road story is, send it to homework@npr.org or call the homework hotline at 202-408-5183. Make sure you send us a number so we can get back to you. That's homework@npr.org or 202-408-5183. Are we there yet? In the summer, films tend to be aimed at young audiences, which makes sense because schools are out. But occasionally, there's a bit of counter-programming, like the Spanish film Elsa and Fred. Critic Bob Mondello says it's a romance about folks who meet when they're in their 70s.
You'd have to call Elsa a live wire. No longer delicate as she approaches 80, she's a vibrant fireplug of a woman, brimming with life, ever on the move, though not necessarily in the direction she intends. Knocking out a headlight on the car of a new neighbor, Elsa tries to lie her way out of trouble, but gets caught by the neighbor's daughter. Then she lies to her son about getting caught and gets caught again. And when her son gives her a check to pay for the headlight, she concocts a story for the new neighbor she's supposed to pay about five imaginary grandchildren who desperately need that money. Only this time, she doesn't get caught. Alfredo, or Fred, the elderly widower who has just moved in, gives her back the check, and to thank him, she invites him over for a drink, and he spots a photo on her wall of a beautiful young woman, actress Anita Ekberg, splashing in Rome's Trevi Fountain in the movie La Dolce Vita.
Esa de la foto soy yo, lo de la joven.
The photo is me when I was young, she says. If you'd known me 50 years ago, you wouldn't question that. And so begins a romance that Fred doesn't believe he's quite ready for, in which every date is an adventure. The expensive restaurant, for instance, where he reluctantly eats steak and fluffy pastries for the first time in decades, complaining all the while about cholesterol. Nobody dies from eating the most delicious dessert in Madrid, Elsa tells him, and then suggests that on the count of three, they skip out on the check.
La una.
One.
A las dos.
Espera,
two.
Espera, que nos pueden llevar a la cárcel.
Espera que no, a las tres.
Three. Protesting under his breath, Fred goes along and is a little surprised that they get away with it, though just barely. Life with Elsa is never dull, as Fred discovers to his eventual delight. Gina Zorrilla, a Uruguayan actress who didn't even start making movies until she was 50, reportedly did resemble Anita Ekberg when she was younger, so when she tells Fred, played by Manuel Alexandre, about Elsa's dream to someday live that Trevi Fountain scene from La Dolce Vita, there's more than just acting going on. You do sort of have to get past the fact that the character she's playing is forever being dishonest, but by movie's end, director Marcos Carnevale has made it possible for you to see Elsa through Fred's eyes. Love has bloomed late, but with sweet exuberance in this romantic charmer. I'm Bob Mondello.